jana yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana jamuna tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 10, The Opulence of the Absolute, text number 9. Please repeat. Matchitaha Matgata Pranaha Bodhayantaha Parasparam Katayantaha cha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha matchita matkata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha Machitta matkata prana Bodhayanta parasparam Katayanta ashchamam nityam Tushyanti cha ramanti cha Machitta matkata prana Bodhayanta parasparam Katayanta ashchamam nityam Tujanticha Ramanticha. Machita Madgata Prana. Bodhayanta Parasparam. Katayantas Chamang Nidyang. Tujanticha Ramanticha. Machita Madgata Prana. Bodhayanta Parasparam. Katayantas Chamang Nidyang. Tujanticha Ramanticha.
Would you like to try it?
Machita Madgata Prana. Bodhayanta Parasparam. Katayantas Chamang Nidyang. Tujanti Charamanti Cha. Please repeat. Machitaha. Their minds fully engaged in me. Madgata Pranaha. Their lives devoted to me. Bodhayantaha. Preaching. Parasparam. Among themselves. Katayantaha. Talking. Cha. Also. Mam. About me. Nityam. Perpetually. Tushanti. Become pleased. Cha. Also. Ramanti. Enjoy transcendental bliss. Cha. Also. Translation. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport. Pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself. And in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in His abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of the living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them, there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. The devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that seed fructifies, just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and enters into the Brahma Jyotir effulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky, also that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, as a plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits. And the watering process, in the form of chanting and hearing, goes on. This plan of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjhalila, chapter 19. It is explained there that when the complete plan takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God. Then he cannot live, even for a moment, without being in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water. In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees, as stated in the Bhagavatam itself, 12.13.18, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and his devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamayang Dadari Swaparantikang Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana Raganatang Vitang Tang Sajivang Sadvaitang Savadutang Parijana Saitang Krishna Chaitanya Devang Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kancha Nagorangi Radhe Brindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvyayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Machitta Matkata Prana Bodhyanta Parasparam Katayanta Shchamang Nityang Tujanticha Ramanticha. So this is the second verse of the Chatur Sloki. You ever heard of Chatur Sloki? That's very good. So there's the four key verses of Bhagavad Gita. You also have four key verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. So these four verses you have to know, especially, well, the first verse is of course most important. And from this verse, what you can remember at least, which is quite easy, is Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha, because that's the conclusion. They are very pleased by, well, it is actually Katayantas Chamang Nijang, by eternally talking about me, perpetually, Prabhupada translates here. Tujanti cha ramanti cha. Tujanti, great, they derive great satisfaction and bliss. Rama means bliss, transcendental bliss. Mat chitta, mat katha prana. Chit. Chit means consciousness. Mat chitta. Your consciousness, your mind, fully engaged in me. Mat katha pranaha. Your prana, your air, your life force, should go to me. Their lives devoted to me. Mat katha prana. It's also a little bit poetic, huh? Mat chitta mat katha prana. You could also have said mat prana, but he says mat katha prana. Then the meter is perfect. So Prabhupada says these are the characteristics of a pure devotee. So we have to, as Prabhupada sometimes says, we have to mark it. So these are the qualities of the pure devotees. The pure devotees, what do? Their thoughts dwell in Krishna. Manmana, Krishna says in the 9th chapter, and also at the conclusion of the 18th chapter. He says, think of me. So that is the most confidential knowledge. Rajakujam, the king of all secrets, is this Manmana. Think of Krishna. And how can we think of Krishna? Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is very easy, or you can just come to the Bhagavad Gita class or the Bhagavatam class. It's very easy. Their lives are fully devoted to my service. Yes, so we have to also do some service. Like many times in India, people say bhakti. I have so much bhakti, I have so much bhav, I have so much love. So Prabhupada explains, and everybody, if they think about it, they notice, love means service. I always give the example of the husband and the wife, and the wife asks the husband, can you put out the garbage? And the husband says, I just want to look in your eyes, because you have such beautiful eyes. So the wife is not going to be very pleased with the husband. You need to do service, you know. Sometimes you need to do something that you don't like to do, but you do it out of love. So then you put out the garbage and everybody is happy. And then after that there's time for staring in the eyes. So it's about service. Love is about service. And so also with Krishna is a relationship. I hope we have a little time. Then we can discuss also, because it's a little bit of a technical purport about the spiritual world and the Bhakti Lata Beach. The seed of bhakti, the plant of bhakti. Bija means seed and lata means plant. The bhakti lata beach. The seed of bhakti that grows into a plant. Because it's quite interesting actually. This is a question. Rasa Mandala, he taught me this. You have to pose questions. That, you know, why are we going to Krishna Loka? There's so many planets there in Vaikuntha. Why don't we just go to, you know, Ramachandra's planet or Narsingadev's planet? Prabhupada specifically says here that we will go to Krishna Loka. So hopefully we can touch upon it, but I just wanted to at least that you think about it. I can give you a short answer. Short answer is that we are in a very special sampradaya, very special position. This Bhagavad Gita is very special. Srila Prabhupada is very special. And all our acharyas, they are gopis. They're technically not gopis, they're manjaris. Manjaris. And that means they're very small girls that perform very secret, intimate service to Radha and Krishna. Service that not even the gopis can be with, because it's very intimate, Radha and Krishna together. So only the small girls are allowed to give them some, you know, flowers or something small, something, some prasadam. This is Krishna. He's the supreme enjoyer. Anyway, let's see if we can touch upon that. Let's start with the purport first. So yeah, we talked about the characteristics of the devotees. So they think of Krishna and they serve Krishna, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So these are the qualities of a pure devotee. If you look at Prabhupada, we all know Srila Prabhupada, then he was always talking about Krishna. And he was always thinking about Krishna, and he was always serving Krishna. 24 hours daily engaged. Prabhupada says, if your meditation becomes so intense, then you'll start to dream about Krishna. Like Prabhupada says, sometimes I'm hungry, and then I dream that I take Krishna prasadam. Prabhupada said that. So that is devotional service. Krishna prasadam sevya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. This song is also from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that song we sing, Sarira Vijana, is also from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So it's very important songs. So there Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, well, you can also call him Prabhupada, that it's seva. You honor the prasadam. So that is very important, that we try to dream of Krishna is a little bit difficult, but mold our lives in such a way that we only think of Krishna, then automatically our dreams will also go about Krishna. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself, and in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. As the Prabhupada says, in the neophyte stage, in the beginning, then we just get pleasure from the service. And then later, then it goes more internally, and you just feel the love inside your heart, inside your body. And it becomes more internal. So this is a gradual process. Once situated in that transcendental position, so after one serve, one develops love. And then they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in his abode. Yeah, so everybody loves Krishna. And it's, what they sometimes say, pools of ecstasy. We cannot imagine how ecstatic it is. We forgot. We can maybe a little bit imagine. But I'm practicing now 16 years. Sometimes you get a glimpse. Like we had a very nice bhajan with Ojaswi Prabhu. You get a kind of a... He opens a little bit the spiritual world. You get a kind of a glimpse how it could be there, you know. So it's very ecstatic. Everything is there. Everything that we have here is there. All the relationships are there. How to serve somebody, how to love somebody as a servant, how to love somebody as a friend, as a parent, and as a lover. And also neutral is also there, like generally plants and animals are considered in the neutral stage. So all these love relationships that are here in the material world are perverted reflections of the real, totally ecstatic love relations in the spiritual world. Okay, so now we're going to discuss a little bit about this Bhakti Lata Beach. So maybe you have thought a little bit about it now. In the spiritual sky, also that planet grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the planet takes shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Yeah, so the planet goes, it's the time Mahaprabhu, he kind of started this story, as far as I remember. So how it works exactly, I don't know. The idea is that you have this, the soul is in the heart, and the soul also has a spiritual body, and it also has a heart. And it's now covered. Like my coat, it's the size of my body. So similarly, my body is in the consciousness of my soul. Well, it's a little bit difficult to explain. The soul, the way it's explained, that the soul falls down from the spiritual world, and it just gets more and more conditioned. It more and more identifies with material energy, with the material bodies. So, actually the soul is completely transcendental. It's just by some confusion, Prabhupada says, because we were envious of Krishna, we left the spiritual world and we got more and more confused. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, since time immemorial, we are, well, basically rotting in the material world. So this body is just a lump of ignorance. I don't want to get into the details, but it's just a machine. And it's filled with all kinds of, bacteria and animals and disease. It's You know, it's not a pretty sight. If you, my father, he died last year. It's not a pretty sight. So it's a place of miseries. Dukaliam asashvatam, and it's temporary. Or like the Americans say, life is tough, full of misery, and then you die. Yeah, it's temporary. So this plant, it's explained that when the conditioned soul meets again a pure devotee or the spiritual master, then he puts that seed inside his heart, so to say. And then by the chanting of Hare Krishna and, like it said here, serving and going to classes and talking about it, then the seed starts growing. So then it grows through the different universe layers of the universe, and then it comes into the spiritual world. So, yeah, my understanding is that our sampradaya is all, like I said, gopis or manjaris. So we are following them. We're following Srila Prabhupada. It's more or less accepted that Srila Prabhupada's guru is a manjari. He's a very small gopi in the spiritual world. So we're following Prabhupada. Prabhupada's following his spiritual master. So that is why it is explained like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very special. We don't realize it so much. So because we are in his line, this Bhagavad Gita is in his line, that is why we go to the topmost planet. So I have to stop there. You can just think about it. It's very deep. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve.